The things I hear about the college admissions process include phrases like stressful, scary, and even dehumanizing. You might think that all these responses were from seniors, but they were also the responses of some freshmen as well. Some freshmen say that in their classes they'll talk about what colleges they want to go to, and one student even said Harvard. At 14 to 15 years old, students have a lot of big ideas, but what's often missing at this age is hard work. A lot of people have dreams, but when the time comes, they don't put the work in, and then you can't pursue your dreams.
To ensure that your hard work pays off, here are some tips and tricks.
You might have heard a number of classmates say your freshman grades don't really matter, implying that colleges only really look at your junior year grades. This is false. Colleges look at your GPA, so every grade you get on your final report card influences your GPA. When I was a freshman, I had no clue what a GPA was, thinking that it wasn't important. Your GPA is your grade point average, usually it's on a 4.0 scale. But at SLA, we use a different scale that goes up to 3.88. So when you look at colleges' GPA requirements, you want to convert it to a 4.0 scale. In some cases, colleges will reevaluate your GPA, only taking your core classes into consideration. So you want to make sure that your core classes' grades are strong. Do not just rely on your elective grades. Although they look at your GPA, they also look at trends. So if a student gets a C in math freshman year, a B sophomore year, and an A junior year, that means that you have an upward trend. This looks good for colleges.
Now, getting good grades in the class is important, but showing rigor in the classes you take is a contributing factor to how strong your application will be. Make sure that you take classes that will show colleges that you are challenging yourself, not just taking the easy way out. This means, instead of dropping a class, to have a free period, take something different. You can take up another elective or even a class at Drexel or Penn. While on the topic of taking college courses, it looks really good when an administrator sees you took a college course over the summer. It might sound really boring, but it's a good way to fill up your time that otherwise you'll be spending watching TV. College courses are only about an hour or two long, and you can pick from multiple locations. CCP has a program that I participated in during the summer that gives high school students college credits for taking the course. Right now, your parents might be pressuring you to join a ton of clubs or extracurricular activities. Tell them to relax. It's better to join a few clubs that you're really passionate about and extremely involved in than to join an obscene number of clubs and activities that you're sort of a part of. This will make for better essays and more in-depth conversations during interviews. Keep in mind that if you can't find an activity you like at SLA, think about starting one. Colleges are looking for leaders and people who stand out. When it becomes time to sit down and apply for college, I hope you use your time wisely and prepared yourself to work closer to your goals. Remember to keep a positive attitude and never say you can't. You never know until you try.